Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wound up, my friends, and I'm glad that you have joined us for this worldwide transmission. We are going to be here for the next 3 hours. It is February 1st, 2012, and I do want to try to shake things up a bit because what I tend to do is just get into news and issues that get me angry, and that's usually the first or second item I get into, and then not even get to your calls, but we're going to have wide open phones today. In fact, we had some great guests lined up, but I had them canceled because I just want to take your calls and cover the news and go over a wide spectrum of information. I want to explain to you what life's going to be like in 10 years if this New World Order continues. You're going to have combat robots basically on every street corner. The entire Air Force will be drone operated like Skynet over the United States. The police will be killing people who don't follow orders. In fact, I forgot to have you guys print court rules. Police can use tasers to make you answer questions. You'll get Florida and New York. And police taser man to make him give urine sample. Print me that too. Because I want to point out, this is pain compliance. This is torture. Because I saw this 2 days ago and didn't cover it. And I'm going to cover it today, where the guy is in a park that for decades has been a off-the-leash park, and the Forest Service just took it over. I actually know of this park in California. I have a buddy and his wife that take their dogs there. I've been there. And it's just, you know, it's in the woods. You're hiking around. There's people with their dogs. It's fun. And they came up and said, "We're going to give you a ticket. Stay here." And he goes, "I don't have my driver's license and stuff. I just hike here. This has always been an off-the-leash park." And they said, "Stay here." He starts walking away. They taser him in the back, and it freaked everybody out that watched it. But this is what it's about. They're getting us ready when they're going to kill us. This is a criminal, sicko, control freak government with goons who were there to break our will, grope our children, while their bosses ship in narcotics, kidnap U.S. kids, and fly them out to rape rooms overseas on record. And I don't care if the stupid park rangers and dumb cops out there don't know yet that you work for pure evil, but I'm the one who's here to tell you and explain all this to you. Every movie, every TV show shows checkpoints on highways, men in black uniforms everywhere. Every cop movie I watch now. In fact, I'm going to do a review of this properly next week on the Nightly News when I have time, but I'll talk about it some today. This morning on the treadmill, I'm starting to get up at like 5 a.m. now. I ran basically for 2 hours. No, it was about an hour and 50 minutes this morning on the treadmill, but I watched Law Abiding Citizen. The whole movie is about how great torture is, the Constitution's the problem. At the end, the cop learns his lesson and says, "I know now," basically to get rid of the Constitution by the hero terrorist military black op commander whose family was killed. And the whole thing is this disgusting mind control with checkpoints on highways and black uniforms everywhere. And cops actually watch this, most of them, and fantasize off this false reality. You got a better chance of being killed by champagne corks than by terrorists. That's all part of this false simulation. The average person in the West that watches TV all day lives in a fantasy land. And that's why when you bring up reality to them, they laugh at you because it doesn't jive with their fantasy land. Bill Gates is coming out with a new technology to kill your sperm. He's proud of it, the eugenicist. We've got huge news on Iran that I will cover. Massive news in the economy. Smart meters going in everywhere, mandatory to control everything and track what's going on in your house. This threatens the crime boss Holder with contempt.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, there is no doubt that I am overwrought. John Bound, one of our producers and radio directors here, the other day was saying, I feel like I'm in a tank in an info war, cruising along, blasting the enemy. And I said, no, John, you are in the Liberty Command Base, basically a NORAD for freedom worldwide, launching ICBMs at the globalist. Make no mistake, our listeners and fellow liberty lovers worldwide are in tanks and climbing over barbed wire and waking up and freeing minds everywhere. 99% of people are basically in a trance. Even if you think you're awake, every day I realize how much more I learn exponentially. It is wild. Every major movie, the news, the drama shows, the children's TV. I challenge you to watch cartoons now. It's anti-family, anti-male, pro-police state, pro-biometric scan to buy and sell, total brainwashing to screw your children up. Watch cartoons. I challenge you to watch what they're watching while you're in there as a man watching SportsCenter. Give me beer, baby. And she's like, oh, you're so manly. You know, while you're there thinking about how powerful you are and everything, realize that your water's having poison added to it. You're in a scientific dictatorship. And if you want to be a real man, you need to wake up to that fact. And a lot of you are awake, but you're like, well, I'm scared of the system. What is this thing with fear? Why do people love it? I'm afraid of being afraid. You understand? I am such a coward. I want to explain this. This is something I've been trying to articulate to myself. I am such a coward that I'm afraid of being afraid. I am so afraid of giving in and being into fear that I am fearless. I will not be part of this. I will not grovel. Do you understand that? You've got to laugh at this. It is a mind game. It is a mind trick. It is a joke to serve this new world order. It is so clownish that they've got cops all over the country standing around in black outfits and black helmets with machine guns, and police chiefs on record have said it's to scare the public. It's not to make you feel safe. It is a joke when the TSA tries to intimidate you. It is a joke when city council people act arrogant at you like they don't care what you're saying. It is a joke. All of this is meant to break you and train you to be a slave. Not even in an average North Korean town do they have checkpoints and people being groped. Just if anybody reports you for anything, you disappear into a black hole. And it's a culture of groveling and licking the boots of the system. Only here now do people pull up at highway checkpoints randomly set up and are searched. Just thoroughbred, oozing, stinking criminality. Oozing, stinking criminality. With the government sticking their hands down people's pants. All of this. Smart meters, you know, 10 years ago. It's a conspiracy. The San Francisco Chronicle said that these will track your power usage and will control your power. And the engineers from the companies went public, got fired. It all started in California and in London, England. In every case, I've been at events where whistleblowers have actually come. And the integrated circuits, all of it, has algorithm systems that track power usage and even know the signature of a certain brand of blender, washing machine, everything, because it's all been encoded in an industrial program against humanity. I had Stallman, you know, the inventor of free software, on just a few weeks ago, and he was pointing out it's totally set up as a corporate conspiracy. Of course, they laughed at us and said, oh, it doesn't exist. Then about 5 years later, they're like, well, we actually are going to start charging you more when you use too much power with the smart meter, and it is tracking everything you do. And now they're coming out with new appliances that actually have chips that tie into the power with data over it. And now they're going to control the light bulbs in your house, the new fluorescence by law, and actually with burst systems, burst communications, communicate and commandeer your computer's source associated press. Guess where they're already testing it? Police stations across the United States. Started in Minnesota. Now it's moved to many other states and cities. Minneapolis, first city. I mean, it is so incredible that we just let the major corporations under globalist banker control, 6 megabanks, less than 100 mega cores under them, bigger than most countries, assassins, spy groups, swallow, prostitute, sex control ops, you name it. I mean, it is just off the charts what they've got now. And it is all just rolling with our money, our energy, all going into a Panopticon surveillance grid where everything is automated and controlled by the central technocrats. That's what I've called them for decades. That's what they now call themselves. Because in their own documents, going back to the 70s and 50s and 30s, they call themselves technocrats. 1970 book, Zbigniew Brzezinski. He admits the globalists run organized crime. He admits they run mass murder in Cambodia. You know, he admits in all these books he writes that they've set up a global technocrat system, that they were going to have it built. And he even lists the very time we're living in now, where there'll be the entire Air Force drone, combat robots on the ground, total control. And they've already got all the ground robots. They just know that that's really going to freak people out, and they're not going to roll those out until the next stage terror attack. And then it'll be robots are watching with their infrared, even at night, and they do have weapon systems. They're just now rolling out robots with tasers and things. They use the non-lethal stuff to get you psychologically to begin to see the police attack you with tasers and tear gas. Then they up the power of the taser, up the power of the tear gas, and the billy club strikes and the arrest for no reason. And police said a month ago, balling up is now assaulting and resisting. So felony charges, if you even raise your arm when they're just cracking your brains out, that's an evil. Just overturning logic, overturning every form of checks and balance and decency and everything good and wholesome. Pure evil. Now, I'm going to get into Assad in Syria, Iran, all of that, what happened in Florida, where that's going. S&P warns a further rate downgrade for the U.S. It's coming. CNBC, housing prices hit post-bubble low. ISSA threatens Holder with contempt. See, they got the dirt on ISSA. That's why they don't even fund somebody to run for Congress unless they slip through like Ron Paul, unless they've got all the car theft records on them like ISSA. Oh, you didn't know about that? I learned something every day. Wayne Madsen told me about that yesterday on the nightly news, and I went and looked it up, and it was just constant records and investigations and indictments for car theft all over the United States, military base robberies, everything else. And I mean, this is when the guy was older. I mean, that's who runs this country. I'm sorry, it's just unbelievable. And then he started one of the first big anti-theft alarm companies. That's where he made all his money. Problem, reaction, solution. I mean, tyranny translated is rule by criminals, and not just criminals. You're lucky if you get a tyranny where it's just criminals. You just want power, just want money. It's usually ruled by psychos. That's why they build the same structures. The black uniform, the surveillance, the spy, the trudgeon. And their fruits are raping your daughter, poisoning your water, enslaving your society, destroying your job, because they want you in the ditch. They want you in the ditch so poor, uneducated, can't read, can't write, and don't know how to defend yourself, and unarmed, so they can have their way, and they are going to have it good. Now, one cannot even cover one of these articles without giving you a little bit of background, because when I see an article about a guy at a famous off-the-leash dog walking park that I've been to in California, and they walk over and say, you can't be here, this has been annexed by the Forest Service, by the feds, And we're going to ticket you, stay here. And you're like, well, I've always come here. And then you walk off, so the woman tasers you in the back with a little control freak while the narcotics are being brought in, the government's running every crime you can imagine. Kids are being arrested for playing tag. You know, all of this is going on, just turning the average person a total criminal in front of everyone, freaking out, watching it happen. I'm going to get to the article in a minute, what witnesses said. And then the government charging him with a bunch of stuff after the fact. Taser and systems like it, no doubt, are killing people. It's been confirmed. I've got the articles, the autopsy reports right here. So what do? Then they up the power last year, and now they're saying they're going to up it again until smoke comes out your ears. And so it's the message, you do what we say or die. It's all about incrementalism. The globalists are masters of that. Hey, we got the highest cancer rates, 2,000-3,000 times, depending on the cancer, what they were 50 years ago. Hey, our diabetes up several thousand percent. Neurological disorders up a couple thousand percent. Death all around us. But everybody's just kind of like, well, that's how it is. And I've got all the articles, all the documents that they're doing it to us. Get it? Bad people run things. People say, oh, the government's dumb. The big corporations are dumb. No, they're not dumb. They can shoot a cruise missile down your chimney 40 years ago. Oh, they went to the moon and beyond. My dad was in college 40-something years ago, and they had CD-ROM and all the computer stuff you see now. It just filled up whole rooms. They just had to miniaturize it. You're given the junk. You think the helicopters you see flying over is what the Pentagon really has? It took the richest country on Earth and sucked it dry and built the army of total control and evil. And soon they won't need humans. Soon it's all... I got an article right here. Sandia Labs, bullet doesn't miss. What was that Tom Selleck movie where they've got the little robots, the guy that Gene Simmons sends to kill people, Runaway? And they've got the little bullets that follow people like little cruise missiles? They had that 30 years ago. They're just getting ready to roll this out. And you're going to have drones and blimps. They're already there, but they're going to announce them over every city, and they're just going to kill you. And you're going to face scan to buy and sell. And if you don't, they're going to send a truck that pulls up in front of your house, robots roll out the back, and they murder you and your family. And then they burn your house down. And the cops are going to like it. We'll be right back. They railed against the crown, another ragtag band.
They railed against the crown,
another ragtag band.
Another ragtag band.
Declaring.
Declaring.
They laid their bodies down.
Laid their bodies down.
On a bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty.
And liberty.
By the way, I see it everywhere. When the police get in a mob situation like any other human, I've seen it when they knock the peaceful girl off the bicycle, clubbing her in the head like wild gorillas, and then charge her with a crime. I see it, and I see them taser people with pleasure for no reason and get off on it. And I watch the video of them try to set up a veteran in Austin and then not release their own squad car video. I see it, and it's just a manifestation of the overall corruption. But look at this park ranger story. You know, I was at the Grand Canyon in my RV out investigating things a few months ago, and we took a wrong turn at the Grand Canyon, and we're turning around, just a little turnaround area, and this lights turned on. Park ranger woman jumped out of the car, ran over, started banging on the door. I opened it up, and she said, "What are you doing, and who are you? Where are you from?" And I was just like, well, we just took a wrong turn. You parked the RVs down that road, and we're like, well, it's nighttime, it's raining. We just took a wrong turn. And she was just all pumped and crazy. And these are all people that were either bullies when they were kids or they got beat up a lot. And they're just all crazed and they watch TV all day and they think everybody's out to get them. I mean, I've seen the newscast in Tennessee and other states. I talk about this a lot. We've aired the newscast here where it shows families, whole highways shut down, pulling into these checkpoints with state police and army and Marine Corps, National Guard, they'll have MPs from the Air Force there. It was all in the news. And TSA's running it. And the cops are like just acting more crazed than I would do when I worked for a large animal vet for about 9 months. That was rough work. And we'd go out to these big beef ranches and get into pens that would have 500. The worst thing was wild cows. Cows that never even vaccinated, dehorned, wild, snorting. They were like basically hamburger meat cows. They weren't quality, super quality beef. Probably really is good beef, leaner, but all grass fed. And they'd be snorting and ramming. And they explained early on, you got to have total confidence that they're going to attack you. And so you get in there with that cattle prod and you're just, you have to believe it. The minute you don't believe it, they come after you. And the times point is, and you're running them, you're trying to force them. It's really hard when you first get in. There's 500. And then you get them down to, you know, they're all tired. There's only 100 or so that haven't gone through the shoot. They got electric dehorners hacking their horns off, giving them shots, sometimes branding them, the nauseous smell of burning flesh and fur and everything. I don't know why I digressed off into that story. There was a point to me getting into working there and seeing that. Oh, yeah. The cops act more crazed than cowboys in pens with giant animals that want to kill you. I mean, they're just like, while the car, I mean, you're mentally ill. Your brains are the size of walnuts. It's pathetic. You're under this fantasy land because you go home and watch cop shows all day. It's well known cops do this and fantasize where they're the good guys and terrorists are everywhere and people are trying to kill them everywhere. The number one cause of death is hanging your butt out in the highway when you're writing tickets. And they finally nationwide are stopping that and coming up on the passenger side. Walnut brains, okay? And the general public are walnut brains, too. You've got a big brain, but you only use a walnut portion of it. All right, I've already digressed. I just can't even handle it anymore. This is a total hoax. All of this is a hoax. It's not the law to take vaccines, so they're trying to make it the law because people are waking up. It is not the law that you've got to have fluoridated water. And so cities are passing laws to kick the lobbyists out and get it out of the water. So the states are passing laws. Well, your laws are a fraud and you're assaulting people, you criminal scum. And it's not just sodium fluoride, it's sevenfold increase in bone cancer and brain damage and all this. They add hundreds of other chemicals with it, like lead, arsenic, and mercury. You filthy, degenerate scumbag city councils who are assaulting everyone. I live in the country now on well water. But let me tell you something. Everybody in 72% of the U.S. that's fluoridated, you are assaulted by the scum government. And the scum city councils are all a bunch of buckets of stupid, mesmerized idiots who don't realize that just because they have the American Dental Association come up there and tell them it's good. In fact, last night we had a piece McBreen did, where he showed the cigarette ads saying doctors say smoke cigarettes and now doctors say aspartame is good. Will you ask him to get that transferred over immediately? I want to play that here. The point is, you are assaulting me. Okay, it isn't funny. You're poisoning our water on purpose, and the controllers wrote books on how they're doing this to us. Okay, so that's why I'm mad. That's one of about 1,000 reasons. I'm awake. I know what's going on. This is normal to get angry.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My trance. I am like my forebears. I am primitive. I am angry. I am violent. I am awake when I get assaulted by criminal scum hurting my family, and I have to take incredible precautions to try to stay away from GMO on record designed to sterilize my children and give them cancer. Total sterilization within 3 generations. I mean, this is going to be a holocaust when people figure this out. It's already begun. We're only 1 generation in. 20 years in. We replicate on average every 20 years, roughly. When it hits number 3, can you imagine with cancer and all this stuff already off the charts? They knowingly put chemical weapons in our food. The aspartame is E. coli feces and a chemical weapon that's highly addictive, a neurotoxin. All of this is going on. This is how real all of this is. This is how hardcore. And I see everywhere a militarized internal army class of swarms of agencies and bureaucrats looking at the public and treating us like trash and garbage and the enemy. The bankers have hijacked America. They've declared war on the people with the NDAA and NORTHCOM, and they are training us to be prisoners and training us to have them put their hands on us and training us to have our children taken away. Government is compartmentalized. At the bottom, you've got a bunch of well-meaning do-gooders on average who are following the fantasy land of TV and what they believe they're really doing. Above them, you've got sociopaths and control freaks and just mercenaries. And above that, you've got actual conscious criminals that understand their level of the scam. And above that, you've got master think tank integrator criminals. And then above that, you've got the mega directors. And above that, you've got a handful of families who are totally given over to evil. You couldn't be or you couldn't serve this system. This is a system built by testing and developing and intermarrying the greatest forms of intelligent black power, black evil, hell force, Satan's spirit, the energy of pure death. You understand? It seeks destruction. That is its beauty. That is its rainbow. That is its light. That is its ether. That is its essence. That is its end game. That is its very existence. That's what it does. And I am here conscious, seeing the plan that's cartoonishly obvious at the grassroots level. I mean, just the basics that freedom's being destroyed, foreign banks are robbing us, world government's being set up, that's all confirmed. Do you know that you've seen nothing yet? That this time we're in will be remembered as heavenly if we don't turn this around. They're now, and I told you this a decade ago, announcing laboratories, hundreds of them, with level 4 bioweapons in them that kill over 90% of those that come in contact. I know I talk about this every day. The fact that they're announcing it and telling you it's probably going to get out is them creating the false memory. So when they announce it was an accident, or they announce domestic groups got in and released it, you'll buy that because you'd already heard it. It's a Gauleiter. It's a ground preparer. They're preparing your mental soil. They're pre-programming. And for someone who lives this and who has proven through my think tank operation that I know what they're doing, I'm sitting here watching a giant boa constrictor coil around our society and tell us it's doing it to protect us from Al-Qaeda when Al-Qaeda publicly works for NATO, on record, Libya, everywhere else, Syria, Iran, everywhere, blowing everything up, and is used again as the skeleton key to open every door to take our rights away. I'm watching the horror. I see the articles every day, people dying from being hit with electroshock lethal weapons. They're actually called less lethal in the book. For public consumption, they call them non-lethal. And you notice they've upped the power twice now. The deaths are increasing. It's all incremental. Now, I'm going to give the number out, and I'll definitely get to calls in the next hour, maybe even this hour, but it's just all coming home here, folks. And we need to really break with the system and break with its lies and really see it for what it is. Most people, even in the media, aren't bad. Most people in the police, the military aren't bad. In fact, they're good. Most people are good, but they're deceived and they play along because they believe what they're being told. We are financing not just our own enslavement, but a giant technological factories totally replacing humans, robots building robots, official Pentagon, no more ground troops, no more nothing, disenfranchising humans, emasculating humans, just like calculators where people can't even do basic math. I'm not saying the calculator is bad itself. We need to control technology, not let a technocratic elite build its architecture that we pay for in taxes and our purchases to build in backdoor Trojan horse systems that control us. We need to understand we shape the planet. We shape the architecture. We are involved as men, not just passive people that just live here and accept whatever that programming television assaults us with. The controllers hate us. They write books about how they want to kill us. They write books about how great it is to unplug grandma, how great torture is, how good it is to get rid of the Bill of Rights, Newsweek, Time Magazine, every cop movie I see, like Law Abiding Citizen, the Constitution's the problem. Robots are killing people. All of this to checkpoints on highways. Men in black uniforms everywhere, just conditioning the sheeple. Conditioning the sheeple. Do you like being conditioned? Do you like being laughed at? You like the controllers thinking you're pathetic? You debating Romney, Gingrich, and all this. It's all rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. Winning in this system, if you don't overthrow the paradigm, is losing. You could have $1 trillion and go with this system. You're a loser. You can have nothing but wake people up and help humanity and build things that are decent. And you are in the shadow of God. You got to decide, ladies and gentlemen, which side of this you're on. That's all I can tell you. Because more and more I see the full design of this. And thank God I woke up. Thank God I didn't fall to evil like so many others, or corruption or decadence. And I'm not perfect by a long shot. My sins are great. But thank God my heart is with God. Thank God at my core I'm a good person. Thank God for that. Because the curse of those that have been seduced from birth into corruption is a prison that and a commitment to evil and a commitment to bondage and servitude and pain and humiliation that is such a horrible thing. I even pity the psychopathic, twisted generals of the New World Order. I mean, you look at them, you can see in their eyes and their flesh the great burden they're under. Totally taken over by the God of this world. You can see it. Oh, man. The way the evil manifests in those men like Chertoff and Napolitano, Janet Napolitano, and all their little pimp servants, all so they could wear fancy suits and have people open doors for them. Sell their soul for the whole world. What does it profit them? What does it profit a man? And then every day I see articles like this. When this came out a few days ago, I didn't get to it. And then I actually started reading the whole article this morning. San Francisco Chronicle. Ranger zaps off-leash dog walker with a shock weapon. Hesterberg, whose age is not available, was arrested on suspicion of failing to obey a lawful order, having dogs off a leash, and knowingly providing false information. He said, I don't have an ID. He was released and not returned phone calls. Witnesses said the use of the stun gun and the arrest seemed excessive for someone walking two small dogs off a leash. It was really scary, said Michael Babcock, who said he had seen the incident as she and her husband walked their two border collies. I just felt so bad for him. Babcock said Hesterberg had repeatedly asked the ranger why he was being detained. She didn't answer him, Babcock said. He just tried. It's not detained. It's arrested. Okay, it's an arrest. It's a custodial arrest. He just tried to walk away. She never gave him a reason, Babcock said. The ranger shot Hesterberg in the back with her shock weapon as he walked off, Babcock said. We were into disbelief. They had to call an ambulance for him. They're so powerful now. They're just killing people all the time. I got some of the autopsies here. It didn't make any sense. Rancho Del Terra has long been an off-the-leash walking spot for local dog owners. Yeah, I've been with friends there and walked their dogs. In December, the area became part of the National Park System, which requires that all dogs be on a leash. Yeah, it's not enough to have like 85% of the land out west. The Fed's got to have more, Levitt said. The ranger was trying to educate residents on the rule. I'm sure she did. The Park Service is investigating the incident, he said. And I mean, it was like me at the Grand Canyon. We took a wrong turn. We're on a road. We're turning around and lights go on. She runs up, bangs on the door. We open. It's like, what are you doing here and who are you? And it's just an RV. And we're like, we're looking for the RV parking area. She was like, get out. And I got out and just as my wife and kids were there, I just played along and let her have power. And I said, I'm sorry. We're just looking for where to park. She goes, it's down there. Take a turn, such and such. And because I play along with it, she said, here, I'll show you where it is. And by the end of it was, you know, still another cop car came and she had tasers and guns and everything. And they were still kind of shaking their heads. But since I kind of played like I was an idiot. Not, they liked that. They got real comfortable and were like, oh, it's over there. And then she was like, I can't believe where they're parking. And they were kind of looking at us like we were pathetic. And I just did it as a psychological test. I kind of went, ugh. And they got real happy when I acted like I was a fluoride head. And I acted mentally retarded. And they got real pleased by that. And it was just a little test. I was just, you know, here, I'm going to act like a jellyfish with these people. So I just got off and went, what? But again, just bum rushing up like we had engaged in the murder of small children. And it goes on here that they said, give me identification. He said, I don't have any. I'm just walking my dogs. There were two small lap dogs. And he said, well, if you won't tell me why I'm here, and he asked over and over again, I'm going to leave. And he just tasered him in the back. And it's going to get worse. The Huffington Post is upset. All the liberals love to go walk their dogs there. You're going to find out it's not going to get any better. I thought I'd read an American Dream article that's up at Infowars.com. 19 crazy things that school children are being arrested for in America. And some of these happened this week. Let me read to you these. I've seen people arrested for having a Bible in their bag at school. Oh, yeah. What happened to the First Amendment? And there's links to all these articles. At one public school in Texas, a 12-year-old named Sarah Bustamantes was recently arrested for spraying herself with perfume. Number two, a 13-year-old student in Albuquerque, New Mexico, recently arrested by police for burping in class. I've seen him arrest people for that, yeah. Another student down in Albuquerque was forced to strip down to his underwear while five adults watched because he had $200 in his pocket. The student was never formally charged with anything wrong. Well, cops here in Texas take money from old ladies if you got money. You're not supposed to have that as a slave. No judge, no jury, no arrest. Number four, a security guard at the school in California broke the arm of a 16-year-old girl because she left some crumbs on the floor after cleaning up some cake that she'd spilled. Number five, one teenage couple down in Houston poured milk on each other during a class squabble while they were breaking up. Instead of being sent to the principal, they were arrested and sent to court. Number six, we got 6 million people in prison. I mean, you got the biggest prison population in the world. It's a good thing. In early 2010, a 12-year-old girl at a school in Forest Hills, New York, was arrested by police and marched off to school in handcuffs because she drooled on her desk while asleep. I love my friends. While she doodled, I saw another one who was arrested for drooling. I love my friends, Abby and Faith, was what she reportedly scribbled on her desk. That was another case that I don't even see in here where it was falling asleep and drooled. Number seven, a six-year-old girl from Florida was handcuffed and sent to the mental facility after throwing a temper tantrum in her elementary school. Number eight, one student down in Texas reportedly arrested by police for throwing paper airplanes in class. Number nine, a 17-year-old honor student in North Carolina named Ashley Smithwick accidentally took her father's lunch with her to school that contained a small paring knife, which he would use to slice up apples. So what happened to the standout student when the school discovered this? The school suspended her for the rest of the year, and the police charged her with a misdemeanor. I've seen people arrested for Dixie knives, you know, little plastic knives to spread butter. Number 10, in Allentown, Pennsylvania, a 14-year-old girl was tasered in the groin area by a school security officer, even though she had put her hands up in the air to surrender. 11, down in Florida, an 11-year-old student was arrested, thrown in jail, and charged with third-degree felony for bringing a plastic butter knife to school. Yeah, there's one of those. I hadn't even read all these. Number 12, back in 09, an 8-year-old boy in Massachusetts was sent home from school and was forced to undergo psychological evaluation because he drew a picture of Jesus on the cross. 13, a police officer in San Mateo, California, blasted a 7-year-old special education student in the face with pepper spray because he would not quit climbing on furniture. 14, in America today, 5-year-old children are treated brutally by police. The following is a recent article that described what happened when young student in Stockton, California, a while back. The student was handcuffed and zip-tied on his feet, forced to go to the hospital for psychiatric evaluation, was charged with battery of a police officer for jumping up and throwing a tantrum. 15, that's a 5-year-old. Now, again, they won't let teachers or parents discipline their kids or imply you'll get arrested. Then everybody runs around like crazy. Then they just take you to a facility where you're raped by pedophiles, you know, at juvenile hall. Here in Texas, the entire youth commission, they had gladiatorial fights. Judges, lawyers, locals came to rape them, just like Sandusky and the alumni coming to rape the kids. It's coming out in the news. I mean, it's just a bunch of pedophile criminals run things. And they know psych warfare. They know if you teach kids to have no discipline, give them a bunch of Coca-Cola and a bunch of sugar and red dye, and they're all mentally, you know, out of control, then you just taser them and teach them how to be prisoners. See, only the state can have authority. Kind of like in England where you can't even defend yourself in your own home or you go to jail. Then they throw the book at people that even fight someone raping your wife. 15, at one school in Connecticut, a 17-year-old boy was thrown to the floor and tasered five times before he was yelling at a cafeteria worker. Again, because he yelled at a cafeteria worker. 16, a teenager in suburban Dallas was forced to take out a part-time job after being ticketed for using foul language in one high school classroom. The original ticket was $340, but additional fees have raised the fine to $637. Number 17, a few months ago, police were called out when a little girl kissed a little boy during a physical education class at an elementary school in Florida. 18, a six-year-old boy was recently charged with sexual battery for touching someone during a game of tag in San Francisco. 19, in Massachusetts, police recently sent out to collect an overdue library book from a five-year-old girl. It goes on and on. Now, when I come back, they're killing people with tasers, and they're now tasering you if you don't answer questions. In fact, that's what they say here. He didn't follow the police order to answer his questions, so he was tasered. No Fifth Amendment.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter.
In Florida and in New York, judges have ruled, you can just type in judge rules, you can taser suspects to make them answer questions. Now that's a violation of the Fifth Amendment. That's torture. They call it pain compliance. And it was all tested out on pro-lifers. In my film, Martial Law, there's in the extra addendum, there's the footage of police in the 80s and 90s breaking people's arms for sitting on sidewalks. And you see the arms broken, compound fractures, big purple, you know, bones popping out. Bones are white when you're dead, folks. They're purple. Blood spurting, cops getting off on it. I mean, you can see them break a guy's arm and then the cops pull a billy club over and get in a little psycho enjoyment. Because, you know, they dare sit out front of a clinic and try to stop something there. And I'm supposed to just think that's freedom. All of that is coming to the general public. Because the foreign banks want you to sit there while they take your farm, your ranch, your business, your tax money, through taxes, through regulations, through property taxes. And they want you to learn that it's normal and that it's loving and that it's good when the system does it. And then the system spins this and says, you're being anti-cop. No, I'm anti-the police being turned into an army of darkness. I told you they'd use the military against us. I've seen the training forever. I told you they'd take guns. They've done it in drills across the country and in New Orleans. Now they're saying they're gearing up for it. I'm the best friend the military and the police will ever have. Because if this thing goes to a civil war, I will guarantee it's not going to be a cakewalk for you. People aren't going to wait in their houses for you to come SWAT team them at home once the gloves comes off, buddy pal. The police are all going to lock themselves up in their little armored fortresses and society's going to collapse and nothing's going to move down the roads. And that's what the globalists plan in a civil war. It's in the IMF World Bank documents how they do it in third world countries. And a year later, after the rioting and the problems, people will beg for the military. Let's not go down this road. Let's not all be played as chumps. Here are some of the articles. This is from the article at a police officer website. This is actually an AP story. No, it's Reuters. Taser, upping zap power. And this is from a year ago, the second time they upped the power. There's not enough death from it. So you got to up that power. Tasers, police torture weapons, AFN.org. And it goes on to say, Orange County police use a taser gun on an 18-year-old Orlando man who was tied to a hospital bed. The reason was the man refused to give a urine sample. And so they just began to taser him and taser him and taser him until he answered the question. And then we've got it in Kalamazoo Gazette, where the sheriffs did it. We've got it in the Olympian, where they did it in another place. And they've got all the towns, articles where they're doing it everywhere. Tell me who you are. Oh, didn't boom. I'm going to taser you. No Fifth Amendment. That's torture. And what do they say? What does the park ranger say when she tasered him? He's charged and was tasered for failure to obey a lawful order. Really? got to answer your question. And the cops actually believe that's a lawful order because they got criminal judges and criminal prosecutors, most of them a bunch of narcotics traffickers, all on the take, sitting there telling you you can do that. No, you can't, scum. It's called the Fifth Amendment. Shove it in a pipe and shove it in there good and smoke it. Now, I'm going to give the number out, and I'm going to take some calls. And when I'm done going to some of those, I'm going to show you and play you for radio listeners and TV viewers. I'm going to show you tobacco ads for kids, telling them it's good. Fred Flintstone likes it. And I'm going to show you doctors on TV saying cigarettes are delicious and wonderful. And I'm going to then show you Flintstones today saying aspartame's good for the kids. Okay? They know. It's a Pentagon chemical weapon developed by the Pentagon to kill you and your family. The government is murdering criminals.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I mean, I'm sick of it. I'm tired of being assaulted, having to spend all my time trying to avoid poison food and poison water. Got a bunch of globalist eugenicists murdering everybody, running around lecturing me all day about how it's good for the environment. My carbon dioxide's bad, but they're GMO killing all the honeybees and screwing everything up's good. And thousands of studies that sterilizes every rodent they feed it to. I mean, we are in a world of hurt. And I want to shake people out of their morass. So many days I get up here and just control myself and get guests on. And I'm going to be honest with you, you know, about 90% of the time I know more than all the guests do. And I just sit here because I like to talk to somebody else and hear their perspective. And then I interrupt when I want to make a point. It's good to have somebody like Ron Paul or Ellen Watt on because they know as much as I do or more. It's a very, or you get people on the show that understand part of the equation and are really smart in that area and surpass you in knowledge. When you do research later, you understand they've got a specialty area, but then they're real stupid in other areas. And I mean, I guess we all are. It's just, I'm not enemies with the globalist enforcement idiots. I realize they're just like the general public. They're under mind control. They're brainwashed in 100 different ways. But it doesn't make them any less dangerous. It doesn't make them any less more out of control. It doesn't make them any less disgusting. And I'll try to get through to as many people as I can. But I've just gotten to the point where I'm not going to mince words anymore, and I'm not going to play games with people. You've probably noticed I'm not talking much about the election. You've probably noticed I'm not talking about a lot about big issues. This one with Bill Gates comes out with a new product that sterilizes men. I'll be telling you about that. See, this show is actually about what's really affecting us. Now, within election 2012, we can inform folks about propaganda, spin, manipulation. Within Issa acting like he's going after Holder, but having to back off when Holder played the ace card, the ace of spades, that George W. Bush was involved in a previous program, identical. I told you months before that Holder would play that card, and he did. I mean, if you figured out, we know what we're talking about. Have you figured out there's thousands of flavors of bull? This ain't where it's at. You know how creepy it is to know I'm right? You know how creepy it is that so many other people don't get it when it's so obvious? And how dangerous that is, and how freaky that is, that I'm sitting here knowing what their next moves are, knowing exactly how they're operating, seeing all the crimes they're committing, and I've got to watch zombie public go around all day, and I got to watch cops going around bugging their eyes out at the public. They're not as bad here in Austin on average. I've been in other parts of the country, though, where they've got departments where they've pushed a thugism, and I mean, it is disgusting. These are idiots having their food and water jacked, their children slow killed. Their whole future destroyed. Their pension funds already raided. They just haven't retired yet. That's been announced. And if you try to walk up to them in a restaurant, they will flip out. I saw a bunch of Special Forces Command people at 9/11 who I know were involved in the secret security operations. I saw them in a restaurant, and I walked up to them about it, and they all stopped eating, got up, and left. One of the places you go through and get the food, the deli, and go sit in the back. They all knew. One of them obviously knew who I was. There's even video of this on the web. I think we put it on the web. Got up and left because I walked right up about NORTHCOM operation, PDD 51, threat fusion center, code integration, and what you're doing is illegal. And they just looked at me like, one of them was a colonel, just got up and left. Because nationals, they couldn't even be there when I was saying all that stuff. I see. I got the sunglasses, pal. I see it. And I'm sick of it. I'm like Rowdy Piper. I'm like, you're going to put them on. Put them on. I'm not asking. Put them on.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, here's the deal. I'm going to take a passel of calls. Then I'm going to get into the addendum of the Man on the Street interview that Darren McBreen did yesterday, that we aired, premiered here yesterday on the radio/TV show, where he went out and asked folks if they know about aspartame causing brain tumors and the rest of it, stuff that's in tens of thousands of products, including most sugar candy now, and is added to all sorts of finished products, to casseroles, to TV dinners. It's just, it's in there because it's a special little thing the Defense Department masterminds want you to have. Because, Al-Qaeda admittedly works for them, and Amir al-Awlaki, number three in Al-Qaeda, hung out secretly at the Pentagon. And then I predicted they'd stage his death, and 2 months later they did. I mean, that wasn't hard. Oh, cover blown, stage the death. The guy isn't dead. He's with Whitman, Price, and Haddad, basking in the Maui sun, their debt to society paid in full. We don't lie, we're the Running Man, the number one television show in the whole wide world. And who loves you, and who do you love? It's all theater, ladies and gentlemen. Till you break the matrix. And their system isn't complete yet. That's how we're on over 100 AM and FMs. XM, Global Shortwave, number one on the web. But now they're coming to censor talk radio and censor the internet. They're bringing down Greece. They're bringing down Europe. They're bringing in their world government. They're announcing the tyranny. They're saying, okay, we want to use the army. I told you they've been preparing the military behind the scenes to be used against us for a long time. We had the documents, congressional hearings, but the establishment media would say, that's a conspiracy. Don't listen to that man. And they'll go out and build a straw man of fake information to then discredit that. A fake FEMA camp, a fake military drill. All the real stuff's right there. Darren was pointing out that on Snopes and all these George Soros type outfits, they discredit that aspartame is bad for you, but then go and it's straw man baloney. You see, they don't discredit the real facts. It's these tricks. You learn the tricks. They're so ridiculous. We've got all their own studies of what it does. The studies on what fluoride does. Look it up. The studies on... I mean, these GMO crops are so bad, folks, that when the honeybees eat the pollen, in major German studies, Chinese studies as well, they die. The plant makes its own pesticide, and then you eat it. And Monsanto says, well, this fungus naturally grows on corn. Yeah, and the bugs don't eat it when it's 1/1,000th of what this corn grows inside of it. And then ignorant people always send me emails going, they don't have corn that grows stuff. I'll never forget the guy at Conan's Pizza. My wife was pregnant. I went to get a pizza. The reason I mentioned she was pregnant, I remember the time with our firstborn. And I go into Conan's Pizza and a guy, I'm about to pick the pizza up, and he pokes me in the back. And I turn around and go, how can I help you? He goes, I used to like your show. I used to like it. I don't now. There's no such thing as spider goats. This is 10 plus years ago. And I said, well, I mean, just type it into a search engine. He goes, no, I don't need to. You're a liar. And I said, well, you go ahead and believe whatever you want, but don't call me a liar. And don't, give me that look on your face like I've done something wrong. I go, how do you know there's not spider goats? He goes, I went to the University of Texas and took biology. And I said, when'd you take it? In the 70s? And he goes, yeah, 1970, whatever. I think it was 73 or something. And I just went, okay, pal. But at first he was real self-righteous, and I didn't really bow up to him. I just said, don't call me a liar. You know what? See, his brain wasn't ready for splicing of goats and spiders. He didn't think they could do that. I mean, they'd had it for 10 years before that. They declassified it about a year before this guy confronted me. I had the CEO of one of the companies from an upstate New York base. I know they freaked out later, and it was a big, big, big fracas when he came on, boy. That upset the Pentagon. Like the time I got the director of HARP on. He started talking about how they ignite the atmosphere, and the colonel came on and shut the interview down. Oh, boy. There it is, BBC, the goats with spider genes and silk in their milk. What year is that? Point is, if you're a new listener and you're driving around all official laughing at me right now, let me just tell you something. You better look into what I'm saying. 2012, that's just a new article on it, yeah. You better, I mean, here's an example. I get up here and say DynCorp was caught running child kidnapping rings in Europe. And DynCorp is the biggest subsidiary controller of private CPS agents in the United States. I mean, that isn't a claim. That's admitted. Go look it up. I don't care if it sounds crazy. You better look up. You know, you don't have time to play games anymore. I go to a neurotic level to prove everything I say. Like, I start saying they taser people to make them answer questions now, and that's a torture and a violation of the Fifth Amendment and the Geneva Convention and the Nuremberg Code and common sense and every canon of a free society. But I actually went and had them pull the Reuters and AP articles and showed it to you, and then the articles are reporting it like it's good. They're like, well, this is good. They torture people now. And they're like, oh, it's reasonable, and this judge says it's okay. See, a lot of times the mainstream media doesn't lie. They go, oh, yeah, they take 1.6 million children a year. And they do have the highest rate of abuse once they're in government custody. But, they need more funding. That's why. So they can do more of it. Oh, we do have more drug use and more people in prisons under the drug war. The answer is get rid of more rights and hire more police. Oh, really? Who pick up the users of the globalist product? See, you think the drug war's failing, it's a success. You think education's failing, it's a success. It's on record to dumb you down. You think all this stuff's a failure. None of it's a failure. Afghanistan's not a failure. It's get $500 billion of opium out, control the pipelines, export al-Qaeda that works for the West into, this is what the government of Pakistan's saying, to destabilize Pakistan so you have an excuse to then attack them. Afghanistan is a devastating success, 10.5 years on. Not a failure. You're told all day how it's a failure, but we can't quit. We've got to stay and win. No more Vietnam syndrome. Vietnam was a devastating success. 58,000 dead Americans, millions of dead Vietnamese, hundreds and hundreds, in total trillions, even in that day's numbers, of opium all over the world, shipped in the caskets, on record, congressional reports. Total corruption, getting our military addicted for heroin sales back in the U.S., starting the market, just like giving kids crack. The CIA started the crack epidemic on record, created the ingredients, how to get it out, how to sell it, everything. Everything. This isn't our government. It's eugenicist psychopath murderers who see us as trash that are in control. I'm going to go to your calls. And then coming up, Issa threatens Holder with contempt. Gingrich, ballot fraud. Virginia election officials confirm criminal investigation. Gingrich is being charged so far with 1,500 alleged cases of ballot petition fraud. Sandia Labs, bullet that is laser-guided. Obama and drones. You're not supposed to talk about the drones because of national security. No, you're not supposed to talk about it because it's so immoral, so illegal, and it's going to replace humans and make the technocrats very powerful. We can beat them right now, but we got to take control of the architecture. We've got to start discussing the fact that everything's being built as an architecture of control and have a say in that. like Dr. Stallman and others say. And we've got to start voting with our dollars now for open, free architecture. I mean, this is such a master plan we're facing, but it's outrageous. And so if we just fight it, we can win. Their biggest tool was false flag terror. We've got to expose that. We've done that. Now they have trouble using it because our people are watching every time they do stage an underwear bombing or whatever and catch them. They're off balance. They're not invincible. They can be defeated, but they learn, don't try with an army up front. Creep in, brainwash, use psychological warfare. God, the Iran situation. Let's go to your calls. Matt in California, welcome.
Alex, all right, I got an update. Once you posted that article about that Lupine Hills school, about the six-year-old, the tag thing, I live right there. I went to that school, and let me tell you exactly how that school operated when I went there. We had I had an accelerated class in fourth and fifth grade. We had our teacher that was filling everybody up, got away with it. They put him on a little probation for like a week or two. This person brought in people, you know, on foreign exchange studies. These people were giving people ringworm and stuff. They're not doing anything.
Filthy, disease-filled prisons where pedophiles operate 24/7, and they push Ritalin and Prozac on everybody. Yeah, that's just they're hell pits.
Complete joke. And every single school in this city, you pull up a Google Map, you pull it up, 20-foot tall fences, these things, you know, 15 years ago wasn't there and everything. We got these crazy cops and everything doing all this stuff. It is completely bonkers what is going on. And people need to wake up because, I mean, it was just crazy. And all the fluoride heads and everything, the people in my family working at the school cafeterias, hearing that the vegetables, you know, a pizza is a vegetable. People don't care. These people fold their arms and look at you in disbelief, and they're not going to wake up until they got a freaking, I don't even know. They got to wake up.
Yeah, for those that don't know, the six-year-old, they said touching is now in tags illegal everywhere. In pull-up articles, children are now arrested for running, Associated Press. And AP's reasonable. They're like, well, yeah, at recess, if you run, you could get hurt. So, you know, there could be a terrorist somewhere someday, so we got to grab your genitals. Again, it's this idea that you could run and get hurt, so you're going to go to jail. Or you touch someone, we told you, touching is sexual assault. Yeah, most schools now, shaking hands is illegal. It's not illegal, but they still charge you. They just charge you with assault, or they charge you with molesting with the touching. And meanwhile, the teachers, as you know in the news, are gang raping the children with pleasure. And you say that was going on in your school. Just what you saw was the groping and the rest of it.
Oh, the pure medicating of everybody and everything. Absolutely.
Well, that's a country that said 51 million babies should die. They weren't humans. We are a mad, crazy society going to hell. Go back to your calls right now. Brian in California. Brian, you're on the air.
Yeah. How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Oh, man. Listen, thank you so much for turning me on to the Appleseed Project. I heard the guy on your show about 2 years ago, and I recently took the course. I would encourage all your listeners to go and spend a weekend with those wonderful people, man.
And for those that don't know, it's basic rifleman training.
Yeah, absolutely. Those founding fathers knew what they were talking about, right? Tom Jefferson, let your rifle be your constant companion on your walks.
Yeah, I need to use my rifles more. I used to be an incredible rifleman. I mean, I could shoot the top of a Tabasco bottle at 200 yards every time, and now I can shoot bullseye at 200 yards. But, I mean, I used to be just an incredible shot because I shot every week, and now I'm just a mediocre, but it should be a constant companion in our lives.
Absolutely, and it also just teaches you discipline, patience, and how to, you know, it's not just about getting the shot off, it's about everything. And of course, at lunchtime, then they tell you about the opening stages of 1776, and actually tying it all back to what happened in New Jersey about the ammunition ban. That's what the British were doing. They were raiding all of the powder stores. So there you see it again, a little sort of a tie-in there, you know?
Oh, if you read the Declaration of Independence, it's everything the crooks are doing now. I mean, look, the government has been caught, all eight law enforcement agencies, shipping drugs in. That's in all the federal documents. Fast and Furious on the news, they're covering it up. And shipping the guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. CBS News got the documents. I mean, we already knew that. Obviously, it was to blame the Second Amendment. They used it for that. I predicted years ago that was the program going on because I know these criminals. I know them, but now they're caught and no one gets in trouble because the government is criminal run. They've gotten away with every crime you can imagine, and lower level criminals who aren't as evil, they can't say no to the other criminals because they're all compromised. I mean, do you realize how dangerous that is?
Hierarchy of evil, my friend. A hierarchy of evil. Everybody trying to scramble to the top. And the controllers at the top know. So they are the ones holding the strings, holding all of the information, you know, the extortion, the bribery, everything. It's rotten from the bottom up to the top. And they pit us against each other, or they try to pit. They give us the false choices. They try to pit us against each other. You know, and that's the thing about, again, coming back to Appleseed, empowering the individual, spreading the community. You know, the founding fathers were also pacifists. They waited to be shot at first, and that's what we need to do. You know, we need to be the individual, the pacifist, constantly promoting peace, peace, peace in this world.
Promoting peace 24/7 and exhausting every avenue, but preparing for defense, and the end of the defense stops, not backing off.
Right on. And listen, there was one other thing I wanted to ask you. Lindsay Williams was on your show about maybe a year ago, right? And he was talking about meeting some, Arizona congresswoman who had a meeting with Mr. Napolitano, and she told her to have enough food and water for 6 months.
Yeah, I figured out who it is and asked him off air, and he said, Alex, please don't tell anyone. Yes, that's who I talked with. But please, it was in confidence. But yeah, you can figure out who it is real quick. But every cop I know, everybody's told it's total collapse coming. The globalists are acting like, gee, the derivatives and all this, we didn't know. Ooh, now we have to use Homeland Security on you. It was always set up for us, as I said on 9/11, as I said years before, because of the Rand Corporation. I've got more of their documents today I was reading. They're talking about false flags. Like we're idiots. I've got a bunch of different institutes talking about false flags in front of us, brother. Like we don't see that. Gary Hart sends letter to Ahmed Dinajid saying we'll stage terror attacks. And We Are Chains question him. It's in my film, Truth Rising. They confront him and they go, you sent a letter saying we'd stage attacks. And he goes, no, I didn't write that letter. You don't have a copy of that. And they go, here it is. He goes, oh, I did write that letter. Yes. And he suddenly starts sweating like they can see. They're so used to everybody being ignorant and spiritually and culturally and gut blind that when they actually know you can see them, they're scared. And that's the thing. Globalists 15 years ago when I would confront them were arrogant. They are scared to death. I saw Kirk Watson inside a radio studio last year. I was there doing an interview and he was there after me, I was leaving, and he saw me, and he was with a bunch of other state senators, and he went up against the wall and was like, oh, Alex Jones, oh, hi, let's be friends. He was trying to shake my hand, and I just walked past him. But I mean, you know, I mean, it's like, you have to understand that these evil people, we are like 8,000 foot, you know, platinum warriors with huge swords and battle axes. They're like little rat-covered Skeksi demons, like, New World Order, creeping around. They're maggots. Live wire, ladies and gentlemen. I got a lot of life pumping through my veins, through my arteries, through my jugglers, through my carotid, through my aorta. My heart's big and red and beating hard because I'm a live wire. Here's the best part right here. Crank it up. Come on, baby. Take a chance with me. I'm your live wire. Listen, the globalists have us in a trance. All you got to do is wake up and be alive. If you're alive, you'd see what's happening. If you were alive, they couldn't have you under mind control. Just start looking around you. Start researching. It is so important to do that. The good part's coming here in a minute. Set me free. A little bit better than I used to be. I'm a live wire. You're all live wires. The globalists are scared of you. These little chicken scum had to poison your food, your water, your air, your culture in an attempt to dumb you down so they could control you. This is a message of the New World Order. Crank it up right here. Come on, baby.
Come on, baby. Gotta play with me.
I'm your live wire.
Yes, I'm your
I'm everything the New World Order fears. And you know you are what they fear as well. So activate. Wake up and get involved. All right, that's enough. That's live wire. You know who. Because I'm alive. Because I'm alive. I am alive. I am conscious. The Illuminati call it being illuminated, but that's their devilish counterfeit. It's normal to be awake. It's normal to be alive in a healthy culture. And then we look at those who are stunted and small-minded and take care of them as children. When Christ talked about suffer the little ones, that's not just the children in that beautiful poetry. Better to tie a millstone around your neck and throw yourself into the deepest sea than to harm one of these. A millstone, they'd have the donkey or the person, you'd push it around and grind the grain so you could make the bread, grind the wheat, grind it down, could weigh tons. Better to tie that around your neck and jump into the ocean than to hurt a simple person. To hurt an old lady, to hurt a child, to use someone's lack of knowledge to feed on them and abuse them and suck off of them. Better that you kill yourself than do that, because God hates you. Vengeance belongs to God. But I will tell you here, I am here to defend against evil, and I'm here to wake people up. And as humans, we are instruments of justice. And when you're doing right and when you're on the side of good, who can stop you? If they kill you, you become a martyr. If they don't, you march forward against the enemy. If they kill your name, so what? The information's already gone out. You are the answer to the New World Order. You are the answer to 1984. You are 1776. If you're listening to my voice, you are the resistance. You get how real this is, how exciting that is, how hardcore reality is, that a great contest between the forces of good and evil is always taking place around you. But a great contest, a great crossroads, a great time when the future of our species' destiny is being decided, when our course is the object of the great contest. To stand here now with you. Truth is stranger than fiction. Make the right choice. You're only alive once. Choose wisely. Don't sit on the fence. Don't be lukewarm. If you're going to serve evil, then serve it with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. And if you're going to serve good, realize that good is not some limp-wristed, weak, groveling thing. Good is fiery and shatters mountains. Good is the documented cases of a woman picking up a giant, there were cases of this in the 50s and 60s, giant Cadillac off of their child as they squeal underneath the axle. The cases are well documented where the woman sees the small child screaming, sees the blood, and the woman turns off their governor, this psychological block that's there so we don't hurt ourselves and others, and lifts that car off that child on record. Our potential, mentally, spiritually, physically, is unbelievable. That's why the globalists are scared. They have this knowledge but are evil and have sought to hoard it for themselves. I am not illuminated with their Luciferian garbage, because illumination is only partial knowledge. It's a lie. They think they know the secrets of the universe. They think they know, but they're damned. They're cut off because of their own choices. They're given a great delusion. They have physical knowledge how to manipulate people, and they know others are unconscious. But they themselves have not broken the surface of the water. They are not seeing clearly. They have not breached. They are not truly conscious. Because if you're truly conscious, then you don't think there's a God. You know there's a God. And you can't put it in a book. You can't even get a sermon about it to understand it. One cannot be told about the Matrix. One must see it. It's the metaphor we see in films like They Live. You're going to put these sunglasses on, but the guy still had to make the choice. Put these sunglasses on or start eating concrete. The truth is, you're already eating concrete because you won't put the sunglasses on. You don't need to believe what Alex Jones believes, because I don't believe Jack Diddley squat. I see. I know. And once you are awake, it's ridiculous how easy it is to be awake. You can't believe how weak the globalists are. You can't believe that if the mass of us began to awake, we would throw this little one-inch parasite off of our back like we were brushing off some diseased beetle. But I warn you, the system knows that and is racing with our money, our ingenuity, our science, our energy to build giant armies of drones, ground robots. Most of the cars are going to be remote control, already multi-states of 18-wheelers that are driverless. We're being dehumanized. We're having the whole system taken away from us as if we don't have a choice and as if we're not involved in anything. Now, I'm going to get into some financial news, but first I want to illustrate what they do here. And if you're not watching at prisonplanet.tv or the free video stream at Infowars.com, that's fine. If you're listening on the radio now on XM, AM, FM, we'll archive this report probably tomorrow or so with an article by Kurt Nemo. If not, it'll be Friday, because I know McBreen's working on another piece. All together with the man on the street on aspartame, just one chemical weapon they're using against us, that, of course, Bill Gates is involved in now, owning part of Monsanto. Rumsfeld got it passed. It was a Department of Defense weapon, weaponized bacteria that defecates a chemical weapon that's highly addictive. A lot of poisons are addictive. You can look it all up for yourself. I know this sounds insane. It's all, just look up manufacturing process aspartame. And it's got ads from 1981 when it rolled out. I remember being about 6, 7 years old and all my neighbors and myself getting in the mail the gumballs, a big package of gumballs that were NutraSweet. I remember eating it and thinking it tasted bad and it giving me a headache. I knew the Dallas water, you could almost light on fire. It's got so many chemicals on it, gave me a headache as a child. And I just learned, well, I've been out playing soccer or baseball or football. I'm going to drink the water. I'm going to get the headache. I'm going to brush my teeth. I'm going to get the headache. They come to school with the fluoride pills. I'm going to get my headache. I didn't know what fluoride was doing to me. I was experiencing it. But the point here is that Fred Flintstone adds about how great cigarettes are. Ads for women about how sexy it is to have cigarettes. And they even, psych warfare chief, nephew of Sigmund Freud, who worked for the Pentagon, even wrote how they sold women that it was feminist and cool to smoke cigarettes knowing it would kill them, and sold the fake rebellion factor. And, of course, was the author of the book Propaganda. But the point is, they called it liberty torches. For women, Edward Bernays put out that term, show the men, smoke your cigarette. Before, women dipped powdered snuff behind closed doors or snorted it. But he's the reason we eat bacon and eggs. They couldn't really sell the pork bellies. It was only used for food flavoring, you know, and stews and things. So they had a national thing about gotta have bacon with your eggs and gotta have them the music room. You know, just a lot of PR things to sell products. But he also worked for the Department of War. And they sold programs. We'll put some of these graphics up before we go to the video. Of big full-color spreads in magazines about doctor-recommended Camel. It's so good. You'd walk a mile. Got a sore throat? Smoke some extra Camels. They'll set you right. You know, the majority of doctors think Kent is the best. And it's film footage and newscast and film reels and ads. So many of these online where the doctor is smoking the cigarette and it's the thing to do. And Fred Flintstone's smoking the Winston. They're so delicious. They've got the flavor you demand. It's so good for you. You're so beautiful when you do it. Oh, mommy, enjoy your Marlboro. It's so great, mommy. You know, selling how great your children love the cigarettes, and you know the doctor recommends you need your cigarettes. More doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette. I wanted to show you this so when you hear about doctors say fluoride's good in your water. Oh, really? The sodium fluoride and hundreds of other chemicals they add under that name. Doctors say Prozac's good. Oh, doctors say there's no mercury in shots. Remember that lie 10 years ago? And then we pointed out, look at the insert. It says, they're like, oh, well, it's in there, but it's good for you. It's good for your brain. Do I need to play the newscast again? Mercury is good for your brain. Most deadly heavy metal in the brain. Keeps eating through it, and other heavy metals just cause plaques. It keeps killing and killing and killing and killing. Causes electrochemical death in the neurons. But they say it's good for you. Now, let's play the commercial where the doctor says it's so good for you, and Fred Flintstone likes it as well, and then it segues with all these happy families and you know, old men sitting out front of the old-fashioned gas station. It's all meant to be nostalgic for the 50s. It's all stylized like a Norman Rockwell painting. This came out in the 81, but it's all stylized like you're in the 50s, playing nostalgia, hitting the trigger that this is old-fashioned, this is good, and then adds about, it's got everything that's in a bowl of milk and cereal and bananas. It's healthy. It's not really natural, but it comes from things that are natural. Never telling you it's bacteria feces, Department of Defense weapon program. I mean, this is all, imagine, they're showing kids eating it, saying it's good, comparing it to bananas, knowing it's a Department of Defense chemical weapon. Here it is.
Let's take a Winston break. That's it. Winston is the one filter cigarette that delivers flavor 20 times a pack. Winston's got that filter blend.
The Flintstone has been brought to you by Winston, America's best-selling, best-tasting filter cigarette.
Winston. Good, like
cartoons for the kids. Oh, look, Bedrock's happy. They all got Winston.
In a repeated national survey, doctors in all branches of medicine, doctors in all parts of the country were asked, what cigarette do you smoke, doctor? Once again, the brand named most was Camel. Yes, according to this repeated nationwide survey, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Why not change to Camels for the next 30 days and see what a difference it makes in your smoking enjoyment? See how Camels agree with your throat. See how mild and good-tasting a cigarette can be.
Last year, over 2 million people got something of a surprise.
Oh, last year, 2 million people got gumballs in the mail.
Their first taste of NutraSweet, and of all things,
a gumdrop.
What's NutraSweet? It's a sweetening ingredient that isn't fattening.
And for some reason, we played this last night and it had better audio.
It is an artificial life cycle. Isn't bad for your
teeth? And he goes on to say how great it is and how it takes good care of you.
And sounds just too good to be true.
Oh, it's too good to be true.
NutraSweet. Neither do cows, but they might as well. If you've had bananas and milk,
hit pause right there and back that up.
It's made from
these ads are so old that, you know, the first one where it's nostalgic and everybody's getting the gumballs in the mail and trying it and enjoying it. Next, it cuts to an ad from the same year that's got a little bit better audio. Back that up where it's like it doesn't come from a cow, but it could. Doesn't come from bananas. It's not natural, but it comes from nature. Well, yeah, it's a genetically engineered bacteria, the first ever engineered, that was meant to eat toxic waste by the Pentagon. I mean, look it up. But this is showing parents their kid, oh, it's healthy like milk. Go ahead and go back to it. Here it is.
Sweet. Neither do cows, but they might as well. If you've had bananas and milk, you've eaten what's in NutraSweet. It's made from things like those found naturally in good things to eat, like two building blocks of protein. Nature doesn't make NutraSweet, but NutraSweet couldn't be made without it. NutraSweet brand sweetener.
Oh.
Just look for the swirl.
Oh, it's nature. Everybody's happy. Nature doesn't make it, but it could. It could. Oh, why don't you tell us how you make it? You're showing us cows and little kids making big cereals of milk and eating bananas and a toucan and a tree. Everything's healthy. Why don't you tell us where it came from? Why don't you just show us the big factories? I've seen video of it. We ought to show people that again. Big, giant black slur of all these bacteria that they feed different types of toxic waste. It's bizarre. And then they release a poison. It's highly addictive. Why don't you show that? Oh, no, we're not going to show people that. And, of course, going back to the doctors saying they love cigarettes, that was also part of the hype to get doctors to not speak out against cigarettes so doctors smoking cigarettes would feel good about it, but also feel like they were being honored. Oh, I'm being honored. I'm being invited to the ball. I'm part of the ad. Edward Bernays said about 100 years ago, he started this, we'll have big balls and we'll put them on the newsreels and radio. And we'll have the government people there with the Hollywood stuff had just begun. And we'll make government look like it's a pageant. And everyone will sign on to our ideas just because we invite them to the party. They're killing you on purpose. Get that straight. We'll be back.
Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers.
Okay, we're going to start the next hour soon. It'll be nothing but your calls until I get to everybody that's been holding, and then more news, then more calls. For Terry, Tara, Gator, Carl, Leon, I'm going to get to all of you. I promise to get to some financial news here, but listen to me, folks. The eugenics is what runs it all. Everything else is a tentacle, okay? You understand that? You understand everything. You understand how they operate? You got them. Again, we have the highest cancer rates, every other disease, and I mean, it's way above every other country, and as other countries adopt what we do, it goes off the charts, okay? And the globalists say they're killing us, and they enjoy it, and they suck the money out of us as they do it. It's very, very simple, and you wake up to that, all the other stuff's window dressing. S&P warns of cuts, another U.S. downgrade coming. Pay the bankers higher interest, even though we gave them the money. Again, you can't make up the level of the fraud. Because the globalists have learned, like Hitler said, the bigger the lie, the better. The bigger the fraud, the better. Make it so outlandish. House prices hit post-bubble low. I thought it was a big recovery. Of course, the government knows it's a depression. They engineered it. Latest congressional budget outlook for 2012-2022. Well over 10% unemployment. Got numbers here about Obama's policies to increase national debt 47% to $21.7 trillion. CNS News doing a good job bringing us down. He's not screwing up. It's his job to sucker you along. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up, obviously, to pitch gold at incredibly low prices at you and hope you're sane enough to get it. We told you them artificially raising margin calls, driving things down, was from statistically and historically only a tactic. Look at the 12-year graph. They do that from time to time. It goes up and goes down, but always overall up. Now it's going back up because they've announced QE3. And China and others are buying it. Ted, what's the news you've got today on this front?
Well, like you say, the S&P story is the big thing today, that they're looking to downgrade the dollar again, or downgrade the U.S. government bonds. We're just falling into banana republic status. China, here's an article out of Al Jazeera, and it just says China is shifting some of its massive foreign holdings into gold away from U.S. dollar, undermining the dollar's role as the world's reserve currency, according to the recent released WikiLeaks. So it's coming out of Wiki, but it's still true. This is what China's doing. We have China sitting in the sixth largest holder of gold, and their population obviously is much greater than that. They can take on quite a bit more. So that's going on. The MF Global thing is the guy Michael Roseman is going to be in front of Congress talking about the MF Global crises. The European
Corzine got caught perjuring himself, saying he didn't know where the money went, and now they just say it's evaporated, or no, vaporized is the word.
Yeah, vaporized. I mean, obviously a lot of debt and a lot of default and too much leverage, and it's just. The whole thing is such a mess, and then that's being driven by Europe, and here you have China getting away from the United States currency. Obviously, gold is going to go up in price. Right now, the U.S. dollar's down at 78.78. Gold right now is up. It's seen its high today of 15 or 1751.70.
Just to be clear, too, briefly, Ted, if people call Midas Resources and ask for a whole list of the radio Alex Jones specials on silver, gold, the maple leaves, buffaloes, Krugerrands, American Eagles, British Sovereigns. There's a whole bunch of specials right now. And you can get a free book and a free video with the two silver dollars that's at cost to ask about that special. You can simply call 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Folks, I believe now is the time to buy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to do five more minutes with Ted Anderson. Go to break and go right to your calls. I promise I'll control myself. I want to hear from you. I got a bunch of other news that I got to get into in Iran. They got big think tanks saying, yeah, false flags will help us. Got the latest on Bill Gates. That's all coming up. But right now, going back to Ted. I mean, Ted, look, the system is engineered a depression to create more of a managed economy, just like the Great Depression. But this is going to be a lot bigger, obviously. Home ownership rates have fallen 66% as downturn nears. But the reports are that the Chinese government, not just the people, are buying gold as fast as they can. Venezuela has announced irrevocable withdrawal from World Bank arbitration body. Venezuela, of course, has demanded its gold back out of British banks. And it's now placed itself directly in line of fire with globalist elites. That's out of Venezuela analysis by Ewan Robertson. We've got Sicily's pitchfork movement in revolt, open revolt in areas of Italy, but nobody's covering that here in our media. I mean, at Davos, Ted, the elites admitted that global government's failing. That was what they had up on the big screen, and that they're concerned. They should be concerned, Ted. They've been so good at robbing everything. They haven't been too good, though, at covering up that they're the ones doing it, Ted.
No, they haven't been, as a matter of fact. And like you say, they're losing control. They're doing everything they can to destroy the currency. We'll probably be falling into a new currency, a world currency. But David Malpass is writing right now that the Fed's actions will kill the U.S. dollar. And, of course, he's referring to the Fed's policy to keep the interest rates low all the way to the year 2014. I mean, you got to realize that's quantitative easing 3, even though they're not saying it. It's happening. And that's going to drive gold prices up. Gold has been money for 6,000 years. So has silver. People have been trading gold and silver as money, and that's why it holds value. When you see gold and silver rising, that is a bellwether to the fact that the United States dollar is dropping. It's hard to follow the dollar indexes and actually get a take on what's going on because the currencies that they're measuring against are falling too. So you have to turn to commodities to get that. You can look at oil. You can look at other things. But one of the best things to look at is gold. And, Alex, you're talking about gold and silver. Personally, I think that people just, they should not be without this. We have survival bags of dimes on the website. You can call us for them. But that is small pieces of silver that can be used as money no matter what happens. From what I can tell, for everything that I've been reading, the United States dollar is in trouble. And if you're sitting here thinking that you're going to be able to have stocks, bonds, mutual funds, even money in government securities like treasury bonds, notes, bills, that type of thing, the inflation tax is just going to eat it away. That's what they're going for right now. The Fed is printing money to try to keep the economy going. And S&P is even coming out now and saying that the United States bonds are in trouble and you better do something different. And that's why you see China getting out of it. And of course, you're going to see all these countries that are obviously not favorable to the United States to start with. They don't want to be involved with that.
And you're going to see total demonization of gold because it's what exposes the fact that the currencies are all being devalued. And we're not saying gold and silver are silver bullets, but it's as close as you're going to get in my experience, in my personal life. You know, I bought gold at $300 an ounce, silver at $5, never sold it at its high, didn't sell it when it went down a little, didn't sell it when it goes back up. It's an emergency backup, and I don't have much, but it's something. And Ted's got a bunch of special deals running right now. Call, they've got whatever you're looking for. They got a big selection because Ted buys big during the dips because he's confident that it's going to go back up. He sells you the lower price gold and silver when the price goes up. He doesn't raise the price. That's how he's become the fifth largest gold and silver broker in the United States. Here's the Midas number, 800-686-2237. Give him a call today. Ask the brokers any questions you've got. Ask them about specials on books and videos as well. 800-686-2237. They're almost out of that Big Brother book, so when that's gone, that'll be it for the free video, free book, and the two silver dollars and the free shipping. You just buy the silver dollars, you get free shipping, free book, and video. It's an incredible deal. 800-686-237. Thank you, Ted Anderson.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Go to your phone calls, and then ISSA threatens Holder with contempt over the false flag terror attack that the Criminal Justice Department launched against Mexico and the U.S. to blame the Second Amendment by shipping the armaments into the country, to then blame our basic freedoms because they are Constitution-hating terrorists. Smart meters for energy to be voluntary, but then you actually read deeper, it's basically mandatory. Pythons are squeezing the life out of the Everglades. Scientists warn, we're going to break that down. Obama on drones, a lot more. But right, I got a bunch of breaking news. U.S. nuke sub heads towards Persian Gulf. That's breaking. Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com. That's just some of what's coming up. But right now, Trey in South Carolina, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Called about a year ago. I think I asked how you dealt with the burden of all the knowledge, and you gave me a pretty good answer. And since then, well, I've been awake quite a long time, but you know, I really don't watch too much cable TV, and if I do, it's the History Channel, you know, stuff like that. But even in things like that, you can see how biased everything is, and you can see the conditioning. I mean, the conditioning's everywhere. It's not just in news; it's in TV shows.
Once you're awake, it is so wild to see the bombardment and the brainwashing, and then to see adults with this satisfied little smirk they get when they're in make-believe. They're in a trance, literally. This is what the psych warfare chiefs say, and they're in make-believe about their role. And they've got all these little niches and subgroups that, you know, that people have these false identities. And they did the studies, you know, 100 years ago where you put a hunting cap on somebody, people act like a hunter. You put a you know, wild native outfit on, you jump around and say ooga booga. You dress a woman up in a sexy outfit, she feels sexual. You dress guys up in black uniforms, they feel menacing and powerful. And they're little kids. I mean, I've been in New York or other places, and they'll have cops with big machine guns, giant body armor, and you can see the photos of them online, and they're just like, ugh. And they sit there baring their teeth and acting tough, and actually people walk by scared of them, and you see the cops actually feeding on it. And it's like a five-year-old dressing up like a superhero, running up when my son was five and acting like he was scaring me and I'd play along. They literally are children. They are children in a mind control system. I mean, they are so sad. That's why I used to get mad at them. I realized these are damaged people. And the general public are literally just childlike, arrested development, brain damaged people. I mean, it is. We are under zombie control. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, the whole system is just so big, and to wake other people up. I mean, I've got two little sisters. One's in grade school, and the other one's she's in sixth grade. And you know, I worry about them. You know, and
that's why they want to get them young. If you teach children about manipulation early on, they become genius at it. Look, here's the deal. The system, this is key, what I'm about to tell you. Listen very carefully. This is very important. Something I don't say enough or may have never even said. The globalists get their power out of massaging and manipulating hoaxes and trends that then get picked up by the general public and acted upon, and it's the mass of billions giving their power to it and playing along is what makes it go system-wide and be so huge, because we all start unconsciously repeating it, like saying, we're attacking Iraq. We're attacking Afghanistan. You know, we're the superpower. We're not a superpower. We're a military province, debilitated, destroyed, none of our infrastructure fixed, falling apart by offshore megabanks who let us take the blame for all the crimes they're committing. There's just levels to this. And so I always say, you know, we shouldn't be in Iraq. We're not in Iraq. We're hijacked. That's like if a guy hijacks your plane, you know, it's like we're hijackers. No, we're on a plane that's hijacked. Now, so as we unlock people's minds and they start seeing that power paradigm starts heating up like a dynamo. And that's what scares the globalist, because a zombie repeating mind control gives some power to the system. And in mass, it's very powerful. And it creates a feedback loop echo chamber. But as people actually activate and become conscious, literally wake up out of the matrix, it's not an electronic matrix. They're trying to build that and insert us into it with the electronics and the rest of it. But it's a false habitat and a false understandings that we add power to. As people wake up out of that and go, whoa, then it adds incredible power to accelerate the awakening. That's why they're trying to head us off at the pass. They are, look, the New World Order inside their New World Order system literally has,
alert, alert, critical, mind control system breaking. We have failures at multiple levels.
They are freaks. Brzezinski, Hillary, all of them to their own groups are like, InfoWar, we're losing it. They're waking up. Get a war going. Add more chemicals to the water. You know, get it going. I mean, they are not invincible. Go ahead.
Also, back when Ron Paul was campaigning here in South Carolina, I'd made it an effort the weekend before the primary to go out into the downtown area and pass out Ron Paul pamphlets and information. Well, I came across one guy, and he's a vet, and I had asked him, you know, what he thought about Ron Paul, and he said, I love everything about Ron Paul. The only thing I do not like and the only reason I'm not voting for him, oh, mind you, he's voting for Rick Santorum, but I don't like his foreign policy. And I said, okay, so what you're telling me is you want the way it is now. And he says, no, I want other countries to know who's got the big guns. Or who's, he didn't word it like that, but he says...
No, he personally feels powerful through the New World Order system. These guys, these cops, all of them that I talk to who aren't awake, they have pride in it. When this is a system that hates them more than the Iraqis.
That's the worst part, because whenever you try to tell them, like I had brought it up to him, and I said New World Order, and he kind of like, what are you talking about? I know you're not talking about the wrestling. And I was like, no, of course not. This is government. This is a serious, serious, serious thing. And I didn't even want to try to get into it with him, because you could tell.
If he thinks the New World Order is Hulk Hogan, which they did on purpose, of course, as part of the blurring everything. You need to move on. You're not going to be able to help him right now. I mean, look, that's what I'm saying. They buy into their own identity is in the system. And I mean, the guys like that hear this show and that they're being poisoned on purpose. Doesn't matter if I have so many documents and books published by the globalist, they're not going to listen. And you know, that guy's kid could die of cancer. He's not going to listen, because he's not going to admit somebody killed his kid. Then he'd have to do something about it. See, and he's not going to do that. He's going to go bury his kid, and everybody's going to cry at the funeral, and that's it. I mean, the guys, look, they are spiritually weak. They are psychologically weak, and all you can try to do is plant a seed. I would move on to those that are already partially awake. I mean, you let the dead bury the dead. Knock the dust off your feet. No pearls before swine. Try to give somebody the knowledge in a loving way. They're under zombie control. Just say, I'm praying for you. You know, and a lot of times if you try to convince them nicely, they get a power trip like you're trying to sell them. And ha ha ha, they're aware of that. Just say, you know what, pal, enjoy yourself. I appreciate your call. Yeah, you're not going to. That's, I mean, people like that. I mean, that's one of the big control systems, is when they think it's their military and their country, and that everybody's, you know, they know I'm big. Oh, yes, they know you're very big. They use you for a guinea pig. They're training paramilitary to kill the veterans. They hate your guts and constantly talk about how you're the enemy and the number one threat. But see, he's the type who'll go along with the system. He's that 30% or so that'll serve up evil. And because they're the good guys. See, well, I'm a good guy, so I torture. Well, I'm a good guy, so I do this and that. Carol in Oregon, you're on the air, and then Leon and others. Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, Carl from Oregon.
Carl, sorry, brother.
Oh, that's all right. I just have to apologize that I called in so much recently, but I don't want to take up too much time.
Sir, I don't even know when you did call in, but go ahead. You're on the air. We don't screen your calls. You're just on air.
Very good.
People always call on the show and like want me to screen their call. I mean, you're on.
All right. My church has been co-opted, I think. I go to the Adventist church, and I try to talk to the senior pastors a couple of months ago. Because, you know, I called in before, and I told you I left California because of all what's going on down there. Of course, a couple of callers called in, and they're you know, all the news is going on now, how it's becoming a police state down there. That's the reason why I left. But I had a good church I went to down there, and they told me to go to an Adventist church. That's the best church to go to because they worship the best in the scripture. They worship on the right day. You know, they are into good health and food and nutrition. Went to this nice church here. I found a very nice one, but I talked to the senior pastor. I said, hey, what do you think about what's going on in prophecy today? What's going on? And what do you think of this show that I listened to, your show? And he says, oh, brother, you know, just they'll drive you crazy. Don't go there.
Yeah, well, the Seventh-day Adventist, on average, I've known some are very good, hardworking, smart people, and they're you know supposedly about being healthy, but they never tell you GMO. I mean, GMO is a bunch of bacteria and insect genes added, and is deadly. I mean, you might as well be drinking Jack Daniels every day by the gallon. That'd be better for you. And they're like, oh, it's fine. And yes, the big denominations, I know this, the Seventh-day Adventists are the only group of test subjects that actually volunteered. Seventh-day Adventists in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, and it hadn't been declassified since, we're only up to the 80s, volunteered to be in experiments, some of which were semi-lethal, killed people. And they because the church told their men, go be part of this Pentagon test. And Seventh-day Adventists, for whatever reason, I mean, it's all the big denominations. I mean, clergy response teams are over 100,000. Covert preachers are FEMA officers, part of InfraGuard, spying on their flocks, telling them submit to tyranny. And so he's probably a InfraGuard or at least clergy response team. If it's a big church, I mean, you better believe he's got files on everybody in the church, and you were reported to Homeland Security. Not like he did anything wrong, but they're just getting ready for the arrest and everything. So he probably is an outright servant of the New World Order. I want to hear more about it when we come back. You know, what I know about Seventh-day Adventists, because I don't get into all these different Christian sects and groups and all of them fighting with each other, is that my mother, right around the time I was born, went to work, and I always get it confused because she went back and forth at was it Dallas Morning News or Dallas Times Herald? I think it was the Dallas Morning News. She hates it when I talk about her on air. I better not. And then for a while, because of family friends, she was the main secretary for like one of the biggest Seventh-day Adventists in the country. He was like the big head guy in Dallas, had a national TV show, and he could like get Nixon on the phone. He'd get mad about, you know, corruption or sex stuff, you know, being pushed in Congress or whatever. And he'd say, get me the White House. And she remembers that sometimes him actually being able to get through to, you know, head people at the White House because she was a secretary. She's worked there a few years because she could work part time and she wanted to take care of me. But she said, I mean, the guy would almost jump up and down angry at corruption and run around doing stuff and had a national TV show. So he was certainly a good guy, according to what she said. Because last time we talked about that, if we were talking about Bobby Vaughn, who was the John Bircher who'd come over to the house. He died of brain cancer a few years ago, longtime family friend. And talk about the New World Order. I remember hearing it, you know, from the time I was like a year old. He was over the house like every day. He was a next door neighbor. He was a nurse. But then also she said she heard New World Order talk from the Seventh-day Adventist guy. And I can barely remember his name. I'm not going to talk about it because I don't want to get it wrong. But I know he had a national TV show, and it was like a big deal. But I don't know about the Seventh-day Adventist now. I mean, I don't know much about them. Know about, what is her, Ellen White or whatever. I read part of that book. But I mean, I'm just not going to get off into it. But yes, if your preacher is Baptist, Seventh-day Adventist, Catholic, Jewish, imam, whatever it is, and somebody says, what about this radio show that's talking about New World Order and corruption, and they're like, oh, just don't go there, it'll drive you crazy. That's the standard line of just don't worry, don't get involved, you just don't trouble yourself. You know, you don't want to get persecuted or you don't want any trouble. That's clergy response team. In fact, I've shown you years after we gave you the documents and everybody balked at it. Oh, there's not 100,000+ secret preachers trained for this to tell their flock, give the guns up, go to the FEMA camp when they say, you know, do all these things you're told, take the inoculation. And then they have clergy response team on Louisiana TV going, it was the pastors that told everyone to go to the camps and to be ready for forced inoculation or whatever's needed during martial law. And it shows the preacher saying, do what's of the Lord. Don't worry about things. You just do whatever the authorities say. That's Romans 13. You don't trouble yourself. That's a direct FEMA doctrine, Hitler's favorite Bible verse, Romans 13, out of context, that they use to whip you on the head with. And if you're hearing that out of a preacher, they've been programmed, and you might as well go to the extreme and go join the Church of Satan. And I'm being sarcastic, but I mean, you might as well just know what you're dealing with, is my point, than being told don't be involved. I mean, that's the opposite of what Christ taught. That's the opposite of what's in the Bible. Don't ask me to give you doctrine for your Christianity or whatever. I'm just telling you that the reason Christians won't fight corruption is because every major denomination is getting rid of their preachers. I mean, I went to a church here locally. I'm not going to get into what denomination or whatever. So it's one my family goes to, and I went sometimes. And they had a preacher that was, you know, a little bit anti-war, anti-corruption. It was a little left-leaning, but kind of old left. It was a Methodist church. And I would get drug in there. And now he's gone. And it's Bill and Melinda Gates are going to save us. We're for all for liberating people's sexual civil rights, basically. You know, it turns into that. And that's what the churches have all turned into. And guns are bad. And, you know, I see the Catholic churches sending out letters, you know, turn your guns in, it's of the Lord. And, you know, open the borders up, it's of the Lord. And they're just globalist tools. I mean, period. You cannot debate that that's what they're doing. Just like in Russia or China, the churches have been taken over. But did you want to say anything about that?
Yeah, Alex, I want to add something to that. The church that I went to down in Southern California was a small group. Wonderful. They had guest speakers all over the country that were main Seventh-day Adventist ministers that traveled nationally. I don't know if you ever heard of this particular one. His name is Bill Hughes.
No, I told you I haven't followed it. I follow the news and stuff. I got my relationship with God. But what I'm asking you is, what else did he say? He just said, well, just don't trouble yourself. Don't get involved in that.
Okay, yeah, specifically on him. Just a nice man, clean cut, very intelligent, you know, tall, thin, you know, the gray glasses, you know, very, very distinguished. And
like Ted Bundy.
Yeah, exactly. Weeks later, what he would do, he would sit down the church next to me, and you know, he would talk to me, see how I'm doing. And I don't know if he was trying to do some type of connecting with me there, but we didn't speak much more about it. But
after you talked about the New World Order, he was intelligence gathering on you. Oh, this one. I know your anger. I know your dreams. I've been everything you wanna be.
the deal. I'm the cult of personality. The cult of personality.
All right, I want to hit some more news here, but I want to continue with your calls. It just becomes a quagmire when you try to debate different religious groups and things. All people need to know is that every religious group in this country and every denomination, I mean, it was over 100,000 preachers 4 years ago, and we haven't gotten any intel on it since then. They started out with like 10,000 in 2002 that we know of, and then they kept doubling it each year, and it was well over 100,000 by 2008 or so. And I mean, it's super creepy. We got the document. It's like, prepare them for the forced inoculation, prepare them to go to the emergency centers, prepare them to turn in their firearms, and that Jesus would want them to tell them everything's fine, let the emergency take place, do as you're told, and we'll sort everything out later. And we've got all these manuals and handbooks and everything. And then you see the preacher on TV going, do what the Lord tells you. We'll sort everything out later. Don't trouble yourselves with what's happening. Don't be involved. Do what you're told. And they said on the newscast, the preachers help the government with their biggest threat and problem, the people. This idea like it's government and the federal family, as they call themselves. That's what mafia means, the family, or our thing, La Cosa Nostra. And again, we just do what we're told. Sir, you're walking your dog here in the park. Well, this is a dog walk park. Well, it's not now. It's now Forest Service. Oh, I didn't know that. But give me your ID. I don't have one. I'm walking dogs. Well, you're detained. 10 minutes later, tell me why I'm detained. Well, I got to go. I got to go to work. I'm leaving. Taser. Bzz. And to them, that's reasonable because they work for narcotics trafficking murderers. Oh, by the way, I'll then go to this and I'll go to your calls. Issa threatens Holder with contempt. Politico. House Oversight Committee Chairman Daryl Issa threatened Tuesday to hold Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt of Congress if the Justice Department did not provide certain documents in response to the committee subpoena. So I guess they don't care that Holder threatened to bring out Bush's involvement in this pre-Holder. He's going ahead with it a little bit there. Maybe I'm going to be wrong. Maybe they're not just scoring political points. In a letter to Holder, Issa wrote that this committee will have no alternative but to move forward with proceedings to hold you in contempt of Congress if Holder and DOJ didn't produce documents they demanded relating to the Fast and Furious gun walking scandal. Holder has until Thursday, February 9th, to comply, according to Issa. Issa accused the Justice Department of trying to obstruct our investigation and deceive the public by withholding documents. Really, he got caught lying. I mean, folks, I pointed out a year ago when this broke that they gave press conferences about their gun walking program 3 years ago. They said the Second Amendment's to blame. You have him giving press conferences. I've aired these with Miss Napolitano. Three's the charm. Miss Napolitano, or Madam, as they call her in Congress, Madam. And I guess she is a madam pimping us out to the New World Order. Madam, because she runs all the little pimp gropers at the TSA. And she's saying, I never heard of it. Never. And then you cut to news conferences with her talking about it. None of this was secret. We knew 6.5 years ago that there was a program shipping guns into Mexico to destabilize things and later blame the Second Amendment before Obama was even on the radar screen. Celica Steele, all the other interviews I've done. It's all on record. And then in February of last year, it comes out in Chicago. National Security declared in a Sinaloa drug cartel case where they declared national security and said, we're allowed to ship cocaine in and you ship us guns. And the government came in and said, national security, we agree it's true, but national security, you cannot bring this up. And then it came out in other cases. This was first on prisonplanet.com. Our listeners pointed it out to us. We wrote an article. Then it was in El Paso Times, Chicago Tribune, but never a big national story. So they knew it was coming out. So 60 Minutes came out and said, well, they ordered gun shop owners to let people buy guns illegally to track them. That was all a cover. So everybody has that in their head. Oh, the sting went wrong. That was going to be their cover in Oklahoma City if they got caught. It was a sting gone wrong. No. Things went as planned. It's just that ATF people wouldn't go along with it and leaked it. And investigative journalist Wayne Madsen's done the interviews with high-level federal whistleblowers and others off record, sources confirming what we first heard, that Judge Roll and Giffords, who were both, by the way, pro-Second Amendment, in New Mexico and into the Arizona area. They were investigating in both areas. They were even talking to West Texas people that were involved, according to Madsen, West Texas Congress people, U.S. Congress people, about this. And, well, you know the rest of the story, don't you? Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Leon in Nevada. Thanks for holding, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex, and thanks for giving me a chance to report on a couple of things here locally. Last night I went to a local casino here and watched Dr. Ron Paul speak, and I got to say, there was such an amazingly huge crowd. It was probably bigger than the 2008 entire county convention that happened. There was a huge number of people, and when the question was asked how many people planned on being delegates for Ron Paul this season, I think every hand in the place went up. There had to have been, I mean, there was well over 500 people. It was an outstanding event. And then the other thing I wanted to mention was, you know, the continual habitual sabotage that the state party does here seems to be going its way again this year. You know that Sheldon Adelson is a local casino magnate, contributed $10 million to the Gingrich campaign. Well, evidently here about 3 weeks ago, the Clark County GOP decided to have a special caucus after all of the rest of the caucuses were closed through the state. Here in Clark County, they start at 8 o'clock, and I think they're supposed to wrap up by around 3 or 4 o'clock. A special caucus will be held at 7 p.m., coincidentally at a school that has Sheldon Adelson's name on it, the Sheldon Adelson Educational Center. And there's a good possibility that they're, you know, going to try to fix the numbers on that. And like I say, again, it's just the habitual sabotage that they keep performing here in this state. I remember when Aaron Russo ran for governor, they did everything they could to discredit him. They shut down the state convention in 08 to prevent a Ron Paul win. And then when Sharon Angle got the nomination, they did everything they could to sabotage her campaign, of course.
No, I remember. Let me comment on that. That's a lot. I appreciate your call and you holding to talk about that, but I need to get to others. But let me just comment on things you've talked about there briefly. Ron Paul's got all these Hollywood endorsements, all these sports endorsements, more bumper stickers and signs everywhere, wins all the major polls, straw polls, raises more money than all candidates combined for the military. So by every other metric, he's the front runner. But they keep telling you he can't win, he can't win. So when they cheat him, you then feel like, well, he must have not won. No, there is fraud going on. But there was fraud 4 years ago. Now they're having more trouble. He's there getting the word out about liberty. And it's exposing election fraud. And it shows people when they give him less debate time and when they do cover him, they're negative. Or when he does win a poll, he'll be number one, so they don't mention who was number one. Or he'll be number two, they don't mention who got number two. That's showing people that it's a rigged fight. You know, Don King had to put on a lot of rigged fights before people finally stopped watching his pay-per-views. And so we point out it's fake. People say, well, that's an oxymoron. Support Ron Paul, give him money, get behind him, but you're saying there's fraud. Not everywhere, but it's enough to throw it. But you get on the field because that's how you expose it. That's not an oxymoron. People that look at things in a one-dimensional way see it as an oxymoron. So that's going on. Also, I'll be honest, I didn't do a lot of research on this. I mean, I've got some background knowledge, quite a bit, actually. But I don't listen to neocon radio. I don't follow a lot of what they're up to. I see bits and pieces. And I've now really done some research the last week to see why one part of the Republican establishment is attacking Newt Gingrich and the other half is saying he's basically God and what's going on there. There's a lot of things. Gingrich is unstable, is dangerous, is connected many Republican leaders. And I said this years ago, but now they're coming out with it. It's basically a Democratic operative and tied in with the Clintonistas. He's been endorsed by Sarah Palin, who's a big globalist. He's been endorsed by, all these other former senators and people, Thompson, the rest of them. And I actually did some research. He's been endorsed by all the big neocon talk show hosts, all of them. Which is weird because you've got Mitt Romney tied in with Bain Capital that, especially in the past, still to some extent owns most of Clear Channel. So it's really weird. But the reason you're seeing such a attack on Gingrich is, I think, because they know he's got so much luggage that he is basically a ringer any way you slice it. But, I mean, Mitt Romney's a globalist, too, so it's a mess. But I saw an article in London Telegraph, the New York Times. I mean, there's hundreds of articles I see come across. I don't have time to read them, but I scan the headline. Attacking Drudge. And the normal thing is to say Drudge is dead. No one visits Drudge when he's got more traffic than ever, more than the New York Times, Twitter, Facebook combined. You can look that up. And then I saw literally articles everywhere, mainly from the control left, saying he's endorsing Mitt Romney. Well, I look at Drudge every day. That's not what's happening. Drudge, when there's a big Ron Paul volley, is covering Ron Paul. Or when there's a big deal with, you know, Gingrich or somebody, he covers that. He covers whatever the zeitgeist is. He's got a nose for the zeitgeist. If you want a quote for Matt Drudge, he has a nose for the zeitgeist because it's what he's into. And so they're trying to say he's got some political axe. Well, all the media has their own views go into things. You can tell he doesn't like the TSA. You can tell he's broken in the last 5 years, forced the mainstream media to admit Bilderberg's real by carrying our articles. And now that mainstream media is covering it, he links to them too. I mean, Drudge, I used to listen to his radio show on Sunday nights whenever I got a chance because he was against cloning and all this crazy stuff and spying and surveillance. He gets it. He gets it. You know, he got run out of Fox News because he was pro-life. They don't want somebody up there. They want him to say, I'm pro-life, but then not rock the boat and keep it going. So they've got all these articles coming out, you know, saying, oh, my gosh, you know, he's endorsing Mitt Romney. And that's not what's happening. A lot of Republicans and people, all he was doing is linking to all these articles, pointing out how bad Newt Gingrich is. And when stuff was coming out on other candidates like Rick Perry, he was linking to it because that's the feeding frenzy. That's the news. That's what's going on. He mainly just covers what is the real zeitgeist on the internet, not the zeitgeist that the prostitutes try to create. He covers the buzz. I'd say 80% of it's that. It's just whatever is interesting. Like you go there's an article about pythons all over Florida killing most of the wildlife. That's interesting. Or tasering a guy for walking his dogs at what was a dog park a week before and now is a national park. That's interesting. And so what it's about is it's about jealousy. And that's why the establishment media attacks us and says we're not credible as well. Because I wear my views on my sleeve. I talk about what I really think. I'm not hiding what I stand for. And I'm giving you my views, my facts, my analysis. All right, I'm done talking about that. And you know, again, you want to know where Drudge is at. He's the guy more than any other big media outlet who's covered the cover-up of Ron Paul. He's carried our articles. He's covered the suppression. He's covered all of that. So basically, it is a grassroots zeitgeist deal. It's a big zeitgeist that Ron Paul's being suppressed. He covers it, breaks. They're scared of Drudge because he's able to block media whore blockades. He's able to break media blackouts. And more, as things get proven to Drudge that Bilderberg's real and wants world government, he's covering it. As more and more comes out about the whole New World Order plan, he's covering it. And the fact that that can drive the major news is really freaking out the establishment. And, you know, they call him the Howard Hughes in this article. Well, you know what? I've had people show up in parking lots and ask me if I want to blow stuff up before. They're clearly a cop. I mean, maybe I should be like Howard Hughes. You know, maybe it's good Drudge doesn't really associate with the neocons anymore and go to their parties and hang out with people. Let me tell you something. When you wake up to reality, none of that crud matters anymore. Matt Drudge is the Howard Hughes of the internet. Like Hughes, he lives in splendid isolation, communicating only through a small group of trusted friends. Like Hughes, his influence has quietly helped shape Republican politics for generations. But while the eccentric Hughes used money to put his pals in the White House, Drudge has always relied on blogs and tweets. The Drudge Report, which started its life as an email gossip column, now receives millions of unique visitors per month. How about per day? I mean, this is supposedly a positive article, and they can't even get that right. InfoWars is getting a million a day, folks. Come on. Drudge is like, we're like a small mountain, and there's like this big Mount Olympus over here. One study found that it drives more traffic than Twitter, Facebook combined. Judge's claim to be authentic voice of conservative movement is now under attack last week, and it just goes on. Now, yeah, he's not authentic conservative because the New York Times says so. No, they're attacking Drudge, folks, because he's going off the reservation. Yeah. You know, how do I know? Well, I don't talk about private stuff, but Drudge did put out a tweet, you know, saying, Alex Jones, here's a quote from Alex Jones. Guys, Google Drudge tweets Alex Jones. I forget it. It was a quote from the show. He tweeted it the day after. It was a Sunday show where I said, living in reality is exhausting. I mean, it's there's no rest for those that live in reality, was basically the quote. And obviously, I see Drudge. I wake up sometimes at 3 a.m. and I'm seeing updating. Because once you get into this stuff, it's addicting. I mean, if I just dedicated myself to having something like the Drudge Report, I couldn't do the job he does. I mean, he just is always on, always on, always on. And these media whores, I mean, you got the New York Times. Last time I saw it, it spends like $300-400 million a year to run the New York Times or more, and it has less traffic than Drudge. They don't like that. They want to set the agenda. They want to run the show. Let's jam another call right now. Tara in Virginia, go ahead.
Hey, you can hear me?
Yes, I can. Welcome.
Hi, I've been holding for a while. I started out wanting to call you about the whole schools turning into prisons thing, because we don't see it here close to D.C. yet. I'm just going to go ahead with what you were just talking about. Drudge is just not going along with what they want. And the reason that you know that he's going off the reservation, because that's how they treat you. And, you know, if anybody out there, if somebody's getting attacked and getting discredited, it's because they're on point completely.
Well, that's it. Stay there. I want to hear what your other point was. I'll do a little bit of overdrive to get to everybody. I'll get to Tara, Brandon, Nick, Alex, and Dean at least. And I haven't even plugged books, videos, nothing. We got Bloodlines Illuminati back in print. We've got all the copies. It's selling out quick. You want one. It's an incredible tabletop size book. And by the way, the guys want to extend the early bird, 44% off on a yearly membership. We're going to extend that for another week, 44% off on a PrisonPlanet.tv membership.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Hey, teacher, leave them kids alone.
Hey.
Don't build a wall. Knock down theirs. People say, how do I handle all this? I fight. I stomp globalists. All you got to do is get off the porch, ladies and gentlemen. Get off the couch. You can beat them. All right, Tara, make that other point you wanted to make.
Well, I've got children, the same age as your kids. I got a little 3-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Oh.
And you hear me.
Yeah, that's fine. A little sweetsies.
Stop fighting. And anyway, I've been on hold for a while.
I understand.
I'm sorry. What I was going to say is we don't see that the whole prison. I have a 15-year-old too who is going through regular school. We don't see that here in Northern Virginia yet. Like it's going on in California. But we do.
Well, you must not live in the city. Yeah, no, it's the cities that have turned into prisons. And that's because the culture's been under welfare, the family's been destroyed, and so the society is collapsing. The family is collapsing. They're just a generation deeper into New World Order control.
But that being said, I really don't want to send these two kids to regular school. I'm already starting to homeschool them. I've got my 4-year-old reading at a first grade level already. And I don't want to do that. And I'm bumping heads up against a husband who is not awake.
Look, if you got to, check out the school. Get as rural as you can.
I can't because we're Northern Virginia. We're suburbs.
Yeah, so you're over by, what, D.C. then?
Yeah.
Oh, man, are you kidding?
I come from a family of government workers and military.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's all defense contractors around there.
That's actually my bread and butter, or our bread and butter right there. So, you know, I'm right in the belly of the beast, per se, and it's hard for him to take what I'm trying to tell him. He doesn't want to hear it. He really gets mad at me.
Give him literature on vaccines, on aspartame, on all of it. God bless you. I understand you work as a defense contractor. You want to believe you're building the drones or whatever it is to save the free world when the drones are meant to replace all the humans and then the globalists can use them against us. Let's talk to Brandon in West Virginia. Brandon, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Good. Hey, just wanted to thank, man. Been a huge fan of yours, and thanks for being such a patriot against this huge evil we're fighting here, trying to restore the public.
Thank you.
I'm a U.S. Marine, just got off active duty, got back from Afghanistan, and was wanting to talk a little bit about the indefinite detention bill that actually is pretty scary, man, that actually passed.
Yeah, they're saying they want to use you in America and have you secretly arrest us, put a bag on my head, and I disappear. Does that sound like something the good guys do?
Oh, no, man. This is horrible. And it really surprised me the U.S. Senate voted 86-13 in favor. I mean, I couldn't believe it when I heard it.
Hold on. I think they voted 93-7. But I mean, maybe you're right. I'm going from memory.
Yeah, I'm reading off the internet now. It said 86-13, and I was just totally surprised about this. And, you know, the whole posse comment taught us we're not supposed to be used against American citizens and everything like that. But I just want to, you know, when the economic collapse happens, and it does, and, you know, they actually will have, yeah, you know.
Tell you what, hold on. We're gonna come back.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Talking to Brandon, who's a Marine just back from Afghanistan. We'll jam in a few more here, but you were saying when the economic collapse comes, please continue.
If the economic collapse comes, and hopefully it doesn't, we can get Ron Paul in there. I know I've woken up hundreds of Marines that are huge Ron Paul supporters and actually woken them up to the New World Order and know what's going on. And that's the big thing. I mean, without us or the police, that they, you know, the globalists, Bilderbergers, they can't carry out their.
And by the way, they've all committed crimes. Look at Corzine, caught stealing money. We know where it went. We know who he got it, where it went. And he's caught lying and no one's getting in trouble. I mean, they're a bunch of crooks. I mean, it should be easy to wake people up and throw them in jail and get our country back.
Exactly. I've been waking up Marines ever since I found out. I actually got on InfoWars from another Marine friend and woke up. And like you said earlier, once you're awake, it's so easy to see what's going on, man.
Let me ask you about the opium. Have you seen the newscast where they show the Marines ordered to help grow it?
No, man. When I was in Afghanistan, we weren't even. I mean, the opium wasn't even an issue. Just let the opium grow, everything like that. You know, we're there to nation build, get the, you know, Afghan people away from the Taliban and all this. The whole time, I've done two deployments in Afghanistan, two deployments in Iraq. I have not once seen one single actual Al-Qaeda member out of the whole thing.
And they busted a new group in England who was inspired by Al-Qaeda. It's always inspired. Hey, are any of your Marine buddies going, why is Al-Qaeda being given Libya?
Yeah. I mean, Nobody's there. We haven't really talked about that.
I've talked to Marine and Army people who were there in the first few years. They said they would go with CNN. Two separate, one's Army, one's Marine. One's a Ranger, one's a, I think, Force Recon. But the point is, and they said they would go with CNN and say, we're here at an Al-Qaeda base. No one's ever been here. And there'd be MREs and stuff everywhere, and they'd find out from their buddy later that their unit had been there a month before with Fox News. Just, it was all fake. He said they'd blow up fake bunkers, everything else.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I was in the Sangin district, was like the last Taliban stronghold. And, you know, the Afghan war is basically won according to the globalists. They basically accomplished what they want out of Afghanistan, but of course they're going to drag it on and keep on.
Well, I mean, isn't Afghanistan just a bunch of tribes killing each other who'll be killing each other when the troops are gone?
That's it. It's just a lawless, corrupt society. I mean, there's no point of us being there. You know, I'm a huge Ron Paul supporter. We just need to get our troops back home. There is no threat. The Taliban, or so-called Taliban, whatever they are, I mean, they fight us. We go out there on patrol. They ambush us, whatever. It's probably just we're on their turf. I mean, you look at it the other way around. I see a Chinese guy walking down, a squad walking down my street, taking over my country. You know what? I'm going to go crazy too, bro. But anyway.
So the Marines know that. They understand that.
Yeah. At least my Marines do. My Marines.
Well, they must know. Ron Paul's getting the majority of the donations. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Look, Nick, Alex, and Dean, I got to most people. You guys haven't been holding a lot compared to the other people. Call me back tomorrow. If you get through, you'll be first in the line. I covered a lot of it. I didn't get to the boa constrictors that have eaten 80%. Is that what it says? I'm going from memory. 90%. Of wild mammals in Florida are now dead, and there's giant 16-foot boa constrictors running around. This is the London Independent. There's a big National Academy of Sciences report on it. Talk about an invasive species. Why isn't the Park Service there killing these? Oh, no, let's not worry about pythons everywhere that can eat humans. Let's go harass people walking their dogs at a dog park and taser them. Because you're like, oh, this is a dog park last week. Give me your stuff. I don't have an ID. Oh, you're tasered. Bzz. Meanwhile, the pythons,
there are limits.